What if I told you that in just 1 month, we discovered a hidden moon around Uranus, found evidence of a planet around our nearest stellar neighbor, and witnessed a space rivalry that's reshaping humanity's future in orbit? SpaceX just hit their 100th Falcon 9 launch of 2025. The entire world used to launch maybe 100 rockets per year, but America isn't the only player making moves. Europe's Ariane 6 rocket had a picture-perfect launch on August 13th, putting a crucial weather satellite into orbit. And then there's China, making a move that should have everyone paying attention. They launched the first satellites for something called the Guang Constellation. Think of it as China's answer to Starlink. Webb spotted a tiny, 10-kilometer-wide rock orbiting between two of Uranus's known moons. That brings the total count to 29 moons around the ice giant. But that's not even Webb's biggest discovery this month. Webb found evidence, and I stress evidence because it's still being confirmed, of a planet around Alpha Centauri. Remember those 7 Earth-sized planets that got everyone excited about potentially habitable worlds? Webb's new analysis suggests that TRAPPIST-1d, one of the planets in the habitable zone, has either an extremely thin atmosphere or no atmosphere at all. This is a reality check about red dwarf stars. They might be the most common type of star in the galaxy, but their tendency to blast their planets with radiation makes atmospheric retention really challenging. An object designated 3I Atlas was discovered in July and confirmed this month to be on an unbound trajectory, meaning it's definitely not from our solar system. NASA astronaut Mike Finke just reached 400 cumulative days in space during his current mission on the ISS. Every day humans spend in space teaches us something new about how our bodies adapt, how to maintain equipment in harsh conditions, and how to sustain human presence beyond Earth. And for those of us still firmly planted on Earth, August gave us a special treat. We had what's called a black moon on August 23rd. That's just a fun term for the second new moon in a single month, but it created perfect dark skies for anyone wanting to catch the tail end of the Perseid meteor shower or try their hand at astrophotography.